Locker Room Chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined by Craig Burns, the Riverside girls basketball coach. It is presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. A lot to kind of dissect here, coach. You guys played three games since we last spoke. You know, you had a makeup game with Horton last week. It was last Wednesday. You guys had that game at home. Horton got the win there by 12. And then 48 hours later, you go to Horton in a return trip. And you guys put it together and bounce back and get that win. That was a 47-39 game. Boy, I was there. It was a lot to dissect. There was a lot of fouls, a lot of free throws, even a fan getting ejected in the fourth quarter. So I'm not sure how many times you've coached a game in which a fan got ejected, but certainly a wild game on that Friday night against Horton.
Yes. That was the second game a fan got ejected.
Okay, not the first.
We played Nemahal Central my first year at home, and a young man got ejected that game. So
okay.
That was the second time that happened. But playing Horton, when we played them and we lost at home by 12, we had a game that Tuesday against Tabitha, and we went into a double overtime. And we lost it by 2 points. So then we had to turn around that next day and play Horton. And I think, you know, we have a young team and they just wasn't ready. You know, they can say they're ready, but once they get out there and
right.
All of a sudden they get, you know, like Mike Tyson, you know, once you get hit in the face, you know, then let's see what you do. And we got hit in the face and they jumped on us. So, we fought back, but, we lost that game. But I think that double overtime game coming back, young team, it took a lot of steam out of us.
Yeah, it was a busy week for sure. And again, you bounce back with the win on Friday, and then, you know, the Friday-Tuesday turnaround always goes quick, and you saw one of the better teams in the league on Tuesday night in Moore Hill Mounts Academy. You know, it was an 8-point game, 49-41. You know, what were a few key takeaways from the game against the Ravens on Tuesday?
They have two really good players. I mean, and for us, sometimes it comes down to matchup. You know, it also comes down to youth and maturity. But for us, sometimes it comes to matchup. And, you know, I don't know, you know Nyla Duncan. She's 5'3", but ever since she's been a freshman, I've seen her guard 5'11 players all the way. You know, she's
great.
She'll guard anybody.
Yeah.
And, but she got into a little foul trouble, and then our forward, Ella Whistler, she got into foul trouble. And then the two bigs, like I told our players, that they'll drive. That, you know, they handle the ball really well, and they'll go to the basket. And then fourth quarter, I think we was a little bit tired, and then we was in foul trouble, and we have young players that really doesn't know how to play with fouls. You know, you have four fouls, but you still got to kind of protect the basket. And sometimes, you know, they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. And my thing is, we don't give up layups. And pretty much most of them was layups, you know. And that was just from players playing with fouls, but not playing aggressive enough to stop them from driving. And then we wasn't in the gap either. I looked a little bit at the film this morning, and somehow we didn't rotate and get in the gap, and then they just kind of slithered through and made the layup, which that's what killed us. And they had that fight, you know, they was fired up once they got that momentum and they tied it with a three. Man, they was rolling downhill and we couldn't catch them.
There it is, Riverside girls basketball coach Craig Burns joining us. They split in a 48-hour stretch with Horton on Wednesday and Friday last week, and then Moore Hill Mounts Academy on the road Tuesday. That was a Ravens 8-point win. Cyclones back in action on Friday at home against Jefferson at County North. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, appreciate you, man, and thank you for what you do for Northeast Kansas sports, and may God bless and be safe.